Okay, good morning everyone. My name is Warren. I'm part of the Start Yachting Group on Facebook, where we help aspiring yacht crew to reach their goal of finally getting a job on a yacht. My hot topic this week is, once you have been offered a job and you get to the process where now you're talking about the ins and outs with the boat, I just want to give you a few tips on what to ask for before you just travel across the world or to a new port, and you spend the last little bit of money you have to get somewhere and find that it isn't what you were told that it was, and you are now stuck in another country. So this is just a very brief little list of things to go through before you take that big plunge, however excited you may be. So once you've gotten to the point where now they're saying, right, well, they're interested in you and they really want you to join the boat, at this point you're well within your right to ask what the boat's name is. And once you know what the boat's name is, use Google. Google is your friend. You can Google the boat, Google the images of the boat, find out what there is to know, make sure that the boat doesn't have any weird reputation behind it. You know, that brings a certain level of comfort. Also, you can ask for the SEA, the Seafarers Employment Agreement. Every yacht should have one. If they are refusing to give that to you, or if they say they don't use them, that is a huge red flag. The fact that they are wanting to hide information from you is not normal, and then you should seek further advice, because it's mandatory to have a Seafarers Employment Agreement. Every yacht should have one. And there should be no issue with sharing it with a new crew member. Even if they want you to sign it when you get on board, that is also okay. That's happened to me in the past. But you should be allowed to at least read it to make sure that everything is in line with what you're expecting. You can also ask what the cruising area of the boat is. What's its itinerary? Often boats would want you to sign an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, first. Which is totally fine. So yeah, you can ask them where they cruise, at what times of the year, so that, and you know, this just kind of helps you to make sure that you have all of your visas ready, so you don't arrive at the boat and now you need all these visas, so you become a bit of a hassle. I mean, it's great just to be organized from day one. It shows what type of crew member you're going to be, and makes the whole transition process really, really easy. Then lastly, trust your gut. If you're speaking with somebody, or the way in which they got hold of you seems a bit nefarious, you have to go with that gut feeling. You know, if you're starting to ask questions that you feel that you shouldn't have to ask, that in itself is a big red flag. Don't be afraid to seek advice. You can definitely come onto the Start Yachting platform. You can ask your questions. You can get hold of us directly if you find yourself in a bit of a weird situation. And we'll do whatever we can to help you. There are other organizations that are 100% all about crew welfare and making sure that the crew are looked after on yachts, and that's the PYA. They're a non-profit organization, but they are there for the betterment of the crew. So I think there's a small fee every year that you would have to pay, but for that you get all sorts of benefits, including legal representation by people that are maritime attorneys, which makes a huge difference if you find yourself in a situation with a boat where you're not getting paid for work that you've done, or you find yourself in an uncomfortable situation and you don't know quite how to get yourself out of it. So yeah, trusting your gut is a major, major thing. I know the list is short, but these are some really important things and some really important questions you should be asking. And I hope that it helped. Yeah, have a great day, guys. Good luck.